Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is giving thanks in all things. We'll return after a brief message from our sponsor.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Giving Thanks in All Things, written and read by Emma Danzi. Colossians 3:17 says, "And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Whatever you do. There are times in life when we need to push through the tiredness or laziness to accomplish a task. Do you remember school projects? Or reaching a work deadline? Do you think about the time when you had a newborn in the house? Or the moment you were in that workout class ready to give up? We have all been there. We have all had experience with the temptation not to give our best. However, when we think about Colossians 3:17, it reminds our minds and hearts that whatever we do is for the Lord. This means that even when we are given less than glamorous tasks, we can remember that we can embrace the opportunity as an act of worship before God in whatever we are doing, in word or deed. There is a reason why God gives most of us the ability to talk. We have the ability to use our words as a testimony of Him. When we are given moments to share words of thanksgiving and praise, we need not hold back. Our words can be used for evil or good. We can ask the Holy Spirit to empower us to speak words that bless through His help. Also, our deeds or actions matter to the Lord. When moments arise to be there for someone in need, or give to the poor, or provide a practical need for another, we get to decide if we will represent Christ with our decisions. Our actions speak just like words do to this broken and fallen world. We can love like Jesus in both. Do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. We do not get to flip a switch on and off as to when we want to follow God or be thankful to Him. This scripture tells us that we are to do everything in Christ's name. This is not a small task, and we cannot accomplish this on our own. It is only by the grace of the Holy Spirit in us that we can make decisions to honor Him. This means that we do not get a pass because we are having a bad day. We are not excused to be ungrateful when things do not go our way. In fact, we are motivated to press into God and do everything in His name with a grateful heart. Giving thanks to God the Father through Him. We are called as believers to give thanks to God through Jesus. We can be grateful at all times when we have received the gift of salvation through Jesus. We know that we are eternally sealed, wholly His, and fully loved. There will be times when external blessings pour out on our lives, and we can celebrate these great gifts from God. However, there will also be times of struggles and hardships. We can be equally as thankful in these times. This is not because things happening in life are giving us a reason to be thankful, but because Jesus' gift of salvation and his presence never leaves us. We can always be thankful because we are his, and Romans 8:28 tells us that. God works all things for the good of those who love him. Even in suffering, we can find gratitude in Christ. He is where our joy is found. Psalm 34, verse 8 says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him." May we taste and see the goodness of God each day with hearts of thanksgiving. Intersecting faith and life. How are you living a life of gratitude? In what ways do you find it challenging to have a thankful attitude in your daily life? What area in particular is difficult for you to give thanks in right now? How can you begin to be grateful in word, deed, and in all things through Christ? Further reading, Psalm 106:1, Colossians 3:16, Hebrews 12, verses 28 through 29.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? I mean, you are called by God, and aren't we all praying the big prayer, "Here I am, Lord, send me"? So if we put two and two together, you've got a message to deliver, my friend. Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, art to make, or businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. I use my mic like a machete, so if you don't like to get your toes stepped on or pushed off cliffs to finally jump on in with Jesus, I may be too much for you. But if you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform or lifeaudio.com today.